Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill that would allow immigrants who are not yet citizens to serve on juries. But as Emmanuel Martinez reports, that has not dampened the spirits of those in the immigration circles.
Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill that would allow immigrants to serve on a jury because he says it was irresponsibility, like voting, reserved for citizens. But immigration attorney Nora Phillips says the bill would have leveled the field for those in the justice system.
Since there is such a large proportion of men of color that are in the criminal justice system as defendants, I think that this is unfortunate in that it makes it a lot less likely that you are going to have a jury of your peers.
Phillips is with the Central American Resource Center in Los Angeles. Her colleague at CIRLA, Jorge Mario Cabrera, agrees.
When we discuss being tried by a pool of peers, and if Latinos and immigrants are not represented in those jury pools, then we have to ask ourselves if, in fact, justice is being done accordingly.
But Phillips and Cabrera see progress being made. Last week, Governor Brown signed bills that would provide immigrants with driver's permits and the ability to practice law, regardless of their status. The governor also signed the Trust Act that would prohibit local law enforcement from detaining immigrants longer than necessary for minor offenses so federal immigration authorities can take them into custody. Cabrera sees the passing of these bills as California embracing its immigration population.
The number of bills that were passed by the governor in California should give us a clue as to how important immigrants are to the state's economy.
Which is important because
California loves its immigrant population, and California views immigrants, regardless of their legal status, as contributing members to Californian society.
And he says California's laws could lead the way for the rest of the nation.
Where California leads, others follow. That has been very true for many, many years and on many other issues, social issues, voting rights, women's rights, LGBT rights, and so forth.
The bills just signed by the governor will not go into effect until 2015. Emmanuel Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.